Welcome back to Cinema Vino. We've got a little something special for you.
Mm-hmm. I just had some Sonic. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Family thoughts.
Jalapeno poppers. Wait, cheddar peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'm going out of town for the next week, we're going to have a little highlight reel for you, and it's going to be something special. It's going to be better than the average sitcom clip show where the Golden Girls sit out and eat cheesecake and talk about, like...
Actually, that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'm actually terrified. I don't know what has happened in a lot of these podcasts.
Some of these are going to be revelations.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this is just going to be a lot of me slurring.
A lot of gibberish. This is going to be some good gibberish.
Thank God I slurred last week when I was completely sober. So we just know on
paper
that
we
just
don't know.
Talk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be alarming, but yeah, it's going to be good. I'm here with Taylor, Travis.
Hi.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. We're one of these clips, we're going to go back to the old days when Travis's last name was redacted. And those are just our...
Oh, we were just young pups.
Yeah, just barely making it in the world.
Yeah.
Barely making it now.
start at the bottom, and we're still at the bottom.
Yeah, we're still at the bottom.
We should do a crossover with another podcast. That was an idea I had.
Yeah. I think we should... Joe Rogan, we should team up.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was thinking just local.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah. Just find another podcast that's like in your area, like Single MILFs on Pornhub. Mm-hmm. And then just be like, hey, man, you want to do a crossover episode?
Yeah.
Do a few guest appearances.
Just to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Taylor's living that Single MILF on Pornhub life way too seriously. That hit him where he lived.
Click to
Which
see
is 3 miles again.
Yeah, I was like, click to see local podcasts in your area.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's had a whole bowl of chili.
Are we going to talk about our wine before or after?
We'll break that in somewhere. I was going to go ahead and get us busted in with our first clip. So the first one we're going to listen to is the creation of Mitch Scoggins. For those who are coming in a few podcasts late, we spontaneously created a high school detective.
Excuse me, created.
Because
I think you'll find in the clip.
Travis coined the name, but would the rest of us help flesh out the character?
Well, we'll see about that. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
But yeah, Travis has a tendency when he doesn't know the answer to something to make up gibberish as a placeholder, whether that's a name or whatever.
I'm already laughing.
And so we're struggling to come up with the name of Jerry O'Connell's character and can't hardly wait. And Travis does not know the name of the character and blurts out the name Mitch Scoggins.
This is going to get me.
And that's where the legend was born. So we're going to listen to that right now, and then we're going to come back in, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to do a dissection of our gibberish. So enjoy the ride.
Do you know what his name was?
Joe O'Connell?
His name there?
Mitch Scoggins.
That's no. Jesus Christ, but I like that. It's like, copyright that name. It's like Mitch Scoggins.
We need to develop a character named Mitch Scoggins.
What was his actual name?
Todd, do you know it?
I'm going to ask rhetorically. Do you know it, or am I?
I know, yes.
Trip McNeely?
That's it.
Tipsy McStaggers.
I knew it was like Trip something. I didn't know if it was like, but it was just like, I was like, what a weird name.
I'm taken back.
You're
to a time.
Asked you a question. That was not you're just reading off a piece of paper. I said, was there any other movie that you were interested in?
Taylor, what are you drinking? You can get more of this. God, can we just get paid for drinking wine and talking shit about movies and then going off on wild tangents?
Travis just got hypnotized by the cue card over here.
MovieReviews.us. Mm-hmm. Listen, subscribe, and rate on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle, redacted? I don't know where it's coming from.
It's at MovieReviewsUS.
Oh,
on Twitter. And Facebook, Instagram is at Todd Wofford Movies.
Yeah. The Instagram is pretty sexy, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check that out.
Me in tight jeans. So, Rubbin's racing. And, I mean, again, the water's there. So I say put it in drive and see what happens.
Mitch Scoggins. High school detective. Taylor, it's your go. You gotta play his out.
I can't breathe.
Taylor, I'll play. I'll do. I'll help you out. Jesus. Hopping streams and rubbing sticks. We out.
So, having listened to that, one thing I would like to explain for the listeners out there at the end, hopping streams and rubbing sticks. It's another Travis Malapropism that he...
I don't know what it's from.
I believe that's Disney's Robin Hood.
Little John and Robin Hood, mm-hmm. walking through the forest.
You the lolly. Mm-hmm. Hopping streams and rubbing sticks and having such a good time.
I don't think that's the actual
word. I don't know. It is now.
I don't know what the actual words were. Yeah. It's like reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Travis heard that as hopping streams and rubbing sticks.
Well, I didn't hear it as that, but I was singing it out loud one time. Didn't know the words. Just went with it, with that. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize how erotic it sounded.
Tummy sticks. Mm-hmm. We have fleshed out the Scogan's character a bit more.
Pardon me. If we just listened and intercut that clip, I think I came up with a name. You guys were like, oh, we should copyright it. And then I said high school detective. Mm-hmm. I created the name and the concept. What did you guys
say? Well, okay. Is it Scogan's?
It's Scogan's, it's
Scogan's.
Okay. Yeah. It's like when I was hearing it, I didn't know if we'd change the name. Travis, you might have said that. I mean, but we went through the dirty work of, like, creating this. And, like, Todd has written numerous scripts that we're trying to get out there.
Do we have a clip of that? Do we have a clip of your contributions?
I will put the copy of the script I wrote on our page when we upload this.
Your two scripts.
Mm-hmm. And we have text streams.
Yes.
Ooh, nope. Those are specifically fucking redacted. You do not have my permission to use any source of any text stream.
I came up with a couple of scripts, one of which where Mitch Scogan's finds out that the high school spelling bee is rigged.
Oh, yeah.
And that one is titled "Use It in a Sentence of Guilty."
Ooh.
And I'm working on one where the high school, a pig gets stolen from the FFA building, the prize pig, Piggy Smalls. And only Mitch Scogan's can unravel the crime. It turns out it's a vegan cult at the high school.
Ooh.
So there's a whole lot. There could be a whole shelf of Scogan's mysteries.
I want them to be a little bit more dirty, where they have to take like sex education, and then somebody's poked holes in all the prophylactics that they gave out in sex ed. And,
you want a wave of teen pregnancy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Scogan's has a pregnancy scare with his new girlfriend.
How does he have a pretty scary homeboy's not getting laid?
That's true. I mean, his heart and soul is to solving mysteries.
Exactly. Well, like the second he gets laid, like the series is over.
Yeah, it's like Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. I think the series is done.
Exactly.
But yeah, so if you hear any references to Scogan's in our podcast, that's where we're going with that.
You know what exactly the character Mitch Scogan's is not doing? Just name alone, definitely not crushing puss.
I don't know. We'll see.
Grows as a character. I don't know.
You get into season 5 or 6, you got to have a love interest, man. Mm-hmm. Love triangle, maybe?
Yeah. Ooh, a trig triangle. He's got two girls in trigonometry class, both of whom are after him. They're after his hypotenuse, as it were.
I don't know much about math, so you're going to have to tell me the dirty jokes there.
He's working all the angles.
Hello.
Jesus. Next clip.
we'll do it live. So yeah, for the next clip, we have done an assortment of sponsorships, fake sponsorships throughout our show.
Well, they're only fake right now, but we're still looking for sponsorships.
If you will it, it is no dream.
Yeah.
I was thinking Hustlers of Hollywood. I was going to go in there and see if they were amenable.
I like that. Yeah, Biggins. Was that in Mario Children? Biggins?
Yeah. It's like, hey, this is my copy of Biggins. Hey, Al, can I borrow that copy of Biggins? Why, yes, you may.
So we're going to take a look at some of the sponsorships that we have enjoyed over our time at CinemaVino.
And one more.
more. Travis, if I wanted a delicious late night snack that was easy to cook, what would I go for?
Cook? I don't know. You're fucked. But I enjoy Arby's from time to time.
What if I wanted to microwave something?
Oh, I would add a little water to some Easy Mac and cheese, maybe cut up some wieners with some scissors, and then just have you a dab-a-do time.
My night is set.
Cinema Vino is brought to you by Easy Mac and Cheese and cut up wieners.
Okay. Guys, it's been a good one.
Anyway, hashtag Lorena Bobbitt. So.
That's all right. Well, now I'm not hungry anymore. I'm starving. Honestly, I need to get a chic razor so I can, like, trim my pube plants into a pleasing shape so that they'll be accepted by society.
I thought we were Gillette family here.
Yeah, we're Gillette family, but...
No, 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 but for your downstairs, you don't need a chic. John, that's our tag. Yeah. Fine. For your downstairs, you don't need
I'm also
a
going to get...
So if I say it, we're 100% sponsored by it, right?
Mm-hmm. In theory, yes.
Yeah.
I could use about 40 to 60 bars of Irish Spring. Now that is a good soap. Use that to lather up, and you just feel fresh like you just dipped yourself in an Irish waterfall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Travis Redacted's brought to you by Lever 2000.
Honestly, if I could get me a bar of Lever 2000 or Irish Spring and hop in a pool full of Schmitz Gay.
I don't think they make Lever 2000.
You got anymore. Something sweeter than you who. We now go live to me carrying this podcast again with ads.
Hashtag sponsored ad.
And I should have mentioned Dove soap because that's got 1/4 moisturizing cream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, so do you use bars of soap, or are you a gel man with a...
I don't use soap.
Okay.
I just ground up...
Wait a minute.
Use coffee grounds.
Wait a minute. You're an Old Spice man, aren't you?
No, I actually do use Irish Spring. It's minty, refreshing.
In bar form?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Work up a good lather on my washcloth.
And so we never really ran with the idea of grating weenies over like a cheese grater into Easy Mac and Cheese.
Ooh.
Razor thin wieners.
Like, man, that's like petal wieners. When you, and those don't microwave as well.
Well, I guess, so do you cut them before or after the microwave?
You know, I think I usually do after.
Really?
They plump when you cook them.
Well, yeah, but if you cut them, you could like, I guess you would cut them smaller. Mm-hmm. Before.
I like to butterfly them, and then, yeah, then cut them down.
Hmm. I saw an ad on YouTube for some kind of contraption you can load wieners into. It'll make shapes out of them.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Wiener shapes.
Yeah, you could do, like, triangles, rhombuses, everything else. Mix stars. Them into. Yeah.
Yeah, you just buy that Play-Doh set and start sticking hot dogs through there.
I like a trapezoid wiener.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make them taste different, though.
No. But, yeah, you get some clamshell mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, you can trim them up fine enough. You get a little surprise in a shell if like one sneaks its way in there. You don't even know it's going in a bite.
So
got you a little wiener surprise.
Are we a shell or a noodle family?
Now see,
or an elbow family.
I go elbow, just the classic mac and cheese and the easy mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Now a twist is fun. On occasion,
mm-hmm.
and I like me, a shell as well. That can be fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for my money, nothing's better than just old classic elbow.
I like mac and cheese like I like my basketball. That's how I play basketball. Just a lot of elbows in all directions. Yeah. Just violent.
Yeah.
And with lots of butter.
Sweet butter.
In fact, I found if you're making your Kraft mac and cheese at home, it tells you to put a certain amount of butter or margarine in there, and then a certain amount of milk. I use less. Yeah. Taylor, I'm dropping bombs here.
Okay.
I use less milk and more butter. That's it.
Interesting.
So are you doing this in that little bitty package you get? You like, I mean, for the easy mac and cheese?
Oh, I eat an entire box of Stovetop.
Okay, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. If we're talking easy mac and cheese, like, we're going to need at least two packages. I'm a minimum two packages. Like, do people eat a single, like, serving of easy mac?
Like one of those little cups?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If they do, I don't care to know them.
Yes, that's like eating that's like drinking one of those little canisters of sugar water I used to get at the grocery store, like for 12 for 20 cents or whatever. It's like no one drinks one of those.
Yeah.
Drink four of those and just run through the wall.
Yeah.
Like fucking Kool-Aid, man.
Ridiculous. A person that can eat one Pringle and then just walk away?
Yeah.
No. Maniac.
Yeah. That's a serial killer. Yep. That's Ted Bundy. Mm-hmm. Ted Bundy would eat one sour cream Pringle and then
one.
Just go on a rampage. That's how they knew he'd been somewhere, as they saw an almost full can of Pringles. It's like, no,
uh-oh.
He's been here. He popped and stopped.
Pop, stop, and roll.
For the next clip, I thought we might revisit the brief feud that Travis and I had over who deserved an Academy Award more, Dabney Coleman or Danny Trejo, which ended up with... Travis briefly leaving the podcast.
I don't know if I remember this.
I don't. I definitely don't.
So this will be...
There's alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm. This will be a nice little refresh. So, check it out.
25-year-old Unicron from Transformers the movie made a little film called Citizen Kane back in the day. That's good to know.
Yes. It made Citizen Kane and Transformers. Yeah. That's quite the...
Transformers the movie.
Transformers the movie.
No Shia goddamn Boof in this thing. Just Peter goddamn Cullen and Hot Rod and Bumblebee.
And Peter goddamn Gabriel.
And also, it was his last movie.
Peter Gabriel?
No, it was... fuck nugget ass cheese. What's his name? Citizen Kane, Walter Matthau. What's his
name? Did you say fuck nuggets, ass, and cheese?
Walter Matthau. I said Matthau.
Fuck nuggets. Orson Welles. It was Orson Welles' last movie was Transformers.
This has to be a first of somebody who's confused Walter Matthau and Orson Welles. This has to be.
No, I'm just. It's just spoken word. I was just spitting out what was in my head until I got the word I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good wine.
Oh, I miss Walter Matthau. Anyway,
he ain't dead.
So
he just went home.
Is he not IR?
He's dead.
Oh,
I'll push Danny Trejo in the mud. Give Dabney Coleman an Oscar.
All right. I would like to see you tell Danny Trejo that you're going to push him in the mud and then see how well that goes for you. I'm done with the podcast. Get on my headphones. I'm out of here.
Oh.
Travis has walked away.
Watch the wine, man.
Travis has left the conversation.
Yeah. But
I stand by what I said, though. Give Dabney Coleman an Oscar.
Now, that would be a battle royale.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a fight to the...
that would be...
Travis has... He's walked kind of far away.
Yeah, he's gone.
I think he actually did leave.
But that would be mustache versus mustache. That would be the battle of the mustaches.
That would be good.
We're going to take a brief break.
I hear him getting into things.
Like, I think he's getting into my sock drawer. No, he's not wearing any shoes.
Oh, he answered the door.
Travis Budd has entered the conversation.
Getting into your sock drawer?
Player or
getting
two.
Into your wife?
Enter.
I mean, wait, no, your wife's home. That's what he meant to say. Todd, I'm sorry.
That was obviously a very passionate subject. But how do you feel? Do you still feel like Danny Trejo deserves the Academy Award over Dabney Coleman?
Yeah, but more, I would really like you to tell Danny Trejo he doesn't deserve an Academy Award.
Or try to shove him in the mud.
I would like to see you tell that poor man. What was his character's name in Con Air? Something Rose?
Oh, gosh.
Something.
Rose tattoo.
Well, he just had the Rose tattoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he did deserve to die in that movie.
Mm-hmm. I hope he burns in hell. But that was a very animated conversation.
That was good.
That was very delicious wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It achieved its effect, basically, its intended effect. We're going to go back to one of our more musical conversations about Boogie Nights now.
Research for the next episode. What is the song in Boogie Nights that Dirk Diggler is trying to sing with John C. Reilly.
Oh, I know the answer.
Did you know it? Mm-hmm. Well, damn it. Okay, it's like NPR, man. I'm trying to, like, give the viewers...
Feel my heat.
Oh, I was thinking,
it was actually,
you got the touch. You got the power.
It was
which
actually,
was in the Transformers the Movie animated 80s.
It was a legitimate question because mm-hmm. I didn't know, but this is even better. Mm-hmm. You guys knew exactly what
guys,
it was.
Can we sign the fuck off?
I'm a star. I'm a star. I'm a bright, shining star. And so, Trav, you might refresh the audience about your idea for a Halloween costume involving Philip Seymour Hoffman. Holding a boom mic.
Yeah, from Boogie Nights, just holding a boom mic above his head, wearing some headphones, sleeveless little stripe number shirt, whatever. I don't know what he's wearing from the bottom down, but just staring at everybody's dick and just like, I don't know what he's doing with his mouth, but he's just like, he's acting like he's very hungry.
Yeah.
He sees a glass of water and he's like been in the Sahara Desert.
He's thirsty. Yes. That'd be a great costume, by the way.
Boom mic would be way too heavy to carry around all night. But
yeah, especially it would be in character though if you start shaking when you
yeah.
it, like.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, better yet, and I put the picture of Philip Seymour Hoffman from the movie at the end of the boom mic,
mm-hmm.
and then so they get to see it, and then they get to see me. Yeah, that's a good one. Todd, you got a boom mic I can borrow?
I do. And it's all you.
How long is that boom mic?
It's long enough. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. John Ralphio, Parks and Rec's my other idea for Halloween costume.
Oh, yes.
We've discussed that.
Yeah, we have. That'd be a good one.
Because I've had a lot of pills.
I still want to dress up as Chris Farley, the bus driver, and have Taylor dress up as a penguin, follow me around, and jerk me off.
But how fun is that for me? What do I get to do?
Jerk me off.
Well, man, I mean, like, how many times?
Well,
as
needed.
And I got to get a penguin suit?
Honestly, if you just want to follow me around, jerk me off, say anything with you, I'm okay with that, too.
Let's cut to the chase.
I'm going to say that a maybe. I'm going to give it a maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say hard no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's Halloween, man.
Might end up as a hard yes. But see how many treats you get that way. See how fast your bag fills up.
Also, we have excellent harmony on that singing that we did.
That was really good. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great song, too. Feel My Heat.
Mm-hmm.
But also, You Got the Touch. What a great 80s song.
What a great thread right there of Transformers, the animated movie, mm-hmm. and Boogie Nights. That's better degrees away than Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that ties Walter Matthau in there, too, so that's great.
Yeah.
For our next clip, I like our ability to flesh out ideas into even better ideas. So we have some ideas with this conversation for the Bridget Jones franchise. So
yes,
check these out.
I don't know, maybe, but it's like, is that a Valentine's Day movie? It's like...
Yeah.
I remember Bridget Jones's Baby, and then Bridget Jones Goes to Hawaii, or however many ones they've done.
If you're trying to say that she's trying to do an earnest thing, I'm into it.
Bridget Jones goes to jail?
I think we just discovered something.
Bridget Jones Saves Christmas?
I'm not saying that we need to make some phone calls, but if we can do Bridget Jones, Goes to Africa, it's like...
Bridget Jones discovers glory holes. Mr. Darcy takes a loaf in the mouth. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, okay. But anyway. there's the classics.
But getting this vehicle back in the lane.
Yeah, let's just.
I like The Holiday, too. It's a Christmas movie. Honestly, I don't see the problem. What the hell else is Renee Zellweger doing with her time?
Yeah.
She needs to get electric powers and bust out of jail.
And maybe fight a witch in a graveyard.
Yeah.
That's... Or a troll.
Or whatever the hell it was.
Mother's milk.
Yeah. Booger lips.
How about a bumper sandwich?
Booger lips.
One thing I've noticed is ideas come forth and Travis lets a stick of dynamite to them. blows him sky high.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down for Bridget Goes to School and all those. Like, yeah. You know, Bridget Needs a Kidney, whatever we need to do to make that happen.
Bridget Finds a Glory Hole. Is, you know, I mean, that movie can be made. Taylor, it's just going to be.
Would you not watch it?
Hey, look, I just need to know who's producing it. I just need to know the quality of the film. I was like.
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, yeah.
Or Robert Rodriguez. I'd watch either one.
Yeah. What was it? Mr. Darcy Takes a Loaf in the Mouth? I think that's isn't a Pride and Prejudice reference. I think that's a Jane Austen reference you
but
snuck
in there.
But isn't
Bridget Jones, isn't it like modern day Pride and Prejudice? Maybe. No, it's like a somewhat takeoff of it. I don't remember.
It's something like that.
What's his character's name in it? I know the actor had played Mr. Darcy.
It's Colin Firth, yeah. And yeah, he played Mr. Yeah, but I don't remember what his character's name was. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen that. That was a difficult time, that 90 minutes to get through. That was difficult.
Wait, Pride and Prejudice or Bridget Jones?
Bridget Jones. It was tough. It was British. It was tough. And so we have one last small clip, and then we're going to go to a special surprise clip for Travis.
Jesus.
But we're going to check out really quick Taylor's John Lovitz impression.
Oh. Will you shut up?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty spot on.
Well, I mean, he is, you know, an American icon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it again through these fresh new ears. Still fucking dying.
Well, yeah. That's the one thing I've spent my career trimming is trying to mimic John Lovitz in every aspect.
And the preacher from Letterkenny.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I still miss John Lovitz, though. Mm-hmm. He needs to revive The Critic real bad.
Yes.
And I'm sure he could use the paycheck.
Wasn't he also one of the villains in Dick Tracy? He was like the rat face.
No? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's in Three Amigos, which we'll be screening next week.
Yes.
On Cinemino.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were originally doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I brought over my sombrero.
And some tequila.
My talking turtle and singing bush.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my pants.
Mm-hmm. You're going to need a chic. For a special surprise, I'm going to play this for Travis. We're going to go in blind on this one and see what Travis thinks. So here we go.
I don't even know how to start this thing. Okay, so rather than say, I can't say good morning or good night.
Welcome to our first episode.
Welcome to our first episode. My name is Todd Wofford, and this is Travis Budd. Let's say hello.
Are we using last names?
Yeah. Do you want to use your last?
No, that's fine. I'm fucking with you.
And so, yeah, we're going to do a little podcast where we drink wine. We talk about movies and nerdy shit that goes with the movies, because that's kind of our wheelhouse, our area.
Yeah, agreed.
It's our thing that draws us together, makes us one. It's tough to watch good people get wasted. It's tough to watch a comic book movie or any movie that's based on other source material where you get the feeling that they don't really grasp what they're basing it on.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you watch like Man of Steel and Batman v Superman. It's like, do these people, have they read Superman comics before?
I know Zack Snyder had read some, and he did, I mean, to defend him a little bit, he did 300, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tried to do a sequel, which was middling success, I don't know, but, you know, he had his heart in the right place, but it just, his execution left me wanting.
Mm-hmm. Never. But yes, that was our very first never aired episode that we recorded. That was our pilot.
96 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
and I would say superior to the format of today's three-person team.
I'm right here.
Taylor, I know. That's why I said it.
Question is, how much did you guys drink during that one? That's an hour and a half.
That was recorded on October 1st of last year.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That was damn near a year ago.
Oh, so we haven't even been doing this a year?
Mm-mm.
Feels longer.
Shit.
But that was, we were very green. We're finding our way. I didn't know what to do with myself.
And now we're veterans.
Yeah, we're just polished.
Mm-hmm. Lots of experience.
Just like a Swiss watch.
Come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still trying to get that craft single money, but you know.
Yeah, still trying to get that soap bar money.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the WB money too. Get that. Oh, get that frog money.
We get to get.
You said WB, and I thought you stopped short of saying WD-40, which is also a fine, fine product. You got a squeaky hinge on a door. What else are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, we got Kraft, we got Schick razors,
and Gillette.
Mm-hmm.
And Gillette.
Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe Dollar Shave Club. I don't know. I think there's, I said that.
You guys had some underwear thing you were talking about during.
Oh, MeUndies. Yeah.
Taylor, are you wearing some now?
I am actually.
Where are they?
Sharks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Fuck yes, they are.
Y'all can't see it, but he's got some Caritas Carcharodons in his pants.
I think I spotted a megalon, a megalodon down there too.
But that view of the megalodon ain't free though.
No,
that costs extra.
That's what it costs you.
Yeah, so
maybe a little Jason Statham.
Get those tokens in there. That's gonna cost you 10 tokens.
Oh, myfreecams.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and Camboy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and what was that? Cam with her Cam Soda.
Wait, what?
Patreon? No, I'm just saying other cam sites. Oh, am I not supposed to know those?
Oh, no. I thought you were saying like you were going to have a cam soda. Oh. Like you were going to sit around and like just drink soda on the cam.
No, Danny Daniels is all about the cam soda.
Okay.
Okay.
Look that up.
Yeah. More gene farts.
Two.
Poots Todd watches some weird stuff.
Pootsandjeans.com.
All right, man. That's, you know, your wife listens to these.
Yes, she does.
Enjoy that conversation.
Which Poots and Jeans is going to be an alternate title for this podcast.
That does, so. Yeah. No, I like that.
I thought it was going to be Hopping Streams and Roping Sticks.
That's our motto.
Yeah.
Forget about turn around, don't drown.
That's just a tagline. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah.
Having such a good time.
Woo, woo.
But, yeah, it's been another episode of Cinema Vino, and we thank you for coming along on our little clip show. Like, again, it's like Golden Girls, where they eat cheesecake and just reminisce about the time that Blanche and Sophia fought over the same man. Spoiler alert, Sophia won. But, yeah.
And if you like them, you can always go back and listen to the full episode. Because these are just little snippets. We can get a little gnarly.
This is like Sam's Club where they give you the wieners on the toothpicks.
Yeah.
And you, if you want more wiener, you got to...
You got to buy the 40-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. There ain't nothing between.
You got to get a pallet of wieners.
Like, what's to stop me from just bringing my own toothpicks from home and eating all I want at Sam's? Is that a loophole?
Wait. So you're going to toothpick everything?
No, I'm just going to bring my own toothpicks and be like, nope, thanks, got one, and then just eat their entire plate.
Oh, okay,
because they usually hand you a toothpick or give you a toothpick. I'm like, nope, brought my own. Yeah. Thanks, appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. I came prepared. I want to see that.
Every flavor of bagel bite there is.
I think I would pay $100 if you did that.
I like that.
Gladys, you can cut those bagel bites into small pieces you want. I'm going to eat the whole fucking plate.
Challenge accepted. But anyway, we thank you for coming along on this little memory lane trip
to cinemavino.us,
moviereviews.us.
Yep. Wow, dude,
it's only been almost a year.
Yeah,
well, honestly, I need that paper hanging up.
And yeah, you can find the cue card, it does wonders for you.
Taylor, are you going to activate your Instagram this week, maybe?
Yes.
About this show?
Taylor's Vino at Instagram.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Todd Wofford Movies or Cinema Vino Podcast on Instagram. And you can listen, rate, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and just about anywhere you can find podcasts.
And Facebook? What's on Facebook?
That's Todd Wofford Movies is usually where I put post info about the podcast, usually with a link to where you can listen.
And you got maybe a little book coming out, kind of?
Ebook, yeah. And in fact, real quick, we're drinking Malbecs. We're drinking Tikal Malbec. I'm going to do a Malbec with a dark black comedy. Basically, it's like, I figure, you know, the humor is very, I don't want to say morbid, dark, whatever, but it's like, I figure dark wine to go with kind of the morbid humor, you know. So, a little racier humor, whatever. It's like, so, I figure it's a good match.
Nice.
But, anyway. So, next week, Three Amigos. You guys tune in.
I'm in.
It's going to be delicious.
Gonna be fun.
Skips his bread, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Ned.
So we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.